Shishi. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and Hashem said to me, Re'ei si hachiloisi teis lefonecho, I have begun to deliver before you, es sichoin ve'asartzoi, sichoin and his land. Hochel Rosh, begin to drive him out, loreshes es artzoi, to inherit his land. And Rashi is bothered, how can HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, Re'ei hachiloisi teis lefonecho, I have already started to deliver sichoin before you. In what way did Hashem already start delivering sichoin? Klal Yisrael did not start the war yet. Therefore Rashi answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Sar Shel Emori, the Malach that represents the Emori, and he tied him before Moshe, and Moshe stepped on his neck. In that way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he had already started to give Sichon into the hands of Klal Yisrael. Vayetze Sichon lekorosenu, and Sichon came out toward us, hu v'chol amoy lamelchomo yotza, he and his whole nation to a war in the place called Yotza. And Rashi tells us that Sichon came out by himself. He did not ask for help from his neighbor Og Melech HaBoshan, because he relied on his own power to destroy Klal Yisrael by himself. Vayitnei Hashem Elokeinu lefanenu, and Hashem gave him before us. Vanach Oisoi, and we hit him, ves Bonov and his sons, ves Kol Amoy and his whole nation. And Rashi is medayik that Bonov over here is written without a yud. Typically, Bonov should be written Beis Nun Yudvav. However, over here it is written Beis Nun Vav. And the letters Beis Nun Vav can be read as the word Benoi, his son. The Pasuk is telling us that Sichon had many sons. However, he had one son who was powerful like him. That is why the Pasuk writes Benoi, Beis Nun Vav, to hint to us that there was one son of Sichon that was Komoisoi like him. Benoi, his one son that was like him. Vanilkoit, and we captured Eskol Orov, all his cities. Bo'esahi at that time. Vanacharem, and we destroyed Eskol Ir, all the cities. Mesim, the men, the Hanoshim, and the women, the Hataf, and the small children. Lo Hisharnu Sarid, we did not leave over a survivor. As Ramban explains, since Sichon was from the Zion Umais, they were subject to the commandment stated in Perek Chav, Pasuk Tezayin, Lo Sechaya Kol Neshamo, that no survivors were to be left alive. Therefore, Lo Hisharnu Sarid, we did not leave over any survivors. The Pasuk says that Klal Yisrael destroyed the men, women, and children of Sichon. The word in the Pasuk that means men is Mesim. It has the same letters as Mesim, dead people. The Chassam Sofer explains, the difference between living people, Mesim, and dead people, Mesim, is a Shva and a Tzere. Mesim, living people, has a Shva under the Mem, and Mesim, dead people, has a Tzere under the Mem. A Shva is two dots, one on top of each other. When people are alive, they are constantly battling and in competition with each other, like two dots of the Shva, one on top of each other. However, once they die, Mesim, they lie peacefully next to each other in their graves, like the two dots of a tzere, one next to another. And the Pasuk continues, Raka behemo bozaznu lonu, only the animals we looted for ourselves, ushalal heorem asher lachodnu, and the loot of the cities that we captured. Me'aroyer asher svas nachal arnon, from the city of Aroyer, which is on the edge of Nachal Arnon. Ve'o'ir asher b'nachal, and the city that's in the Nachal. Ve'ar ha'gilad, and north till Gilad. Lehoisa kirya, there was no city asher sagava mimenu, that was stronger than us. Es ha'koril noshan Hashem alekeinu lefonenu, everything Hashem gave before us. Rak el eretz b'nei Amoin, only to the country of Amoin loy karofta, you did not come close, because Hashem did not allow you to capture Amoin. Kol yad nachal yabuk, everything near the Nachal of Yabuk, Ve'ori Ahor, and the cities by the mountain, the Chol Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu, and everything that Hashem commanded us not to capture, we left alone. Vanefen, and we turned, Vana'al, and we went upward, which means we headed northward. From Sichon, we headed northward toward Oig, Derech HaBoshon, by the way of Boshon. Vayetze Oig Melech HaBoshon Likrosenu, and Oig, the king of Boshon, came out toward us, who, the Chol Amoy, he and his whole nation, La'amuchama, for a war, Edrei, in the place called Edrei. Vayomer Hashem Eli, and Hashem said to me, Al tira oisoi, do not be afraid of oig, ki viyodcho nasati oisoi ves kol amoi ves artsoi, because in your hand I have given him his nation and his land. Ve'osisa loy, and you shall do to him kasher osisa, just like you did l'sichon melech ha'amori, to Sichon the king of Amori, asher yoshev b'cheshboin, who lived in Cheshboin. And from the fact that Hashem said, Al tira oisoi, do not be afraid of oig, that is mashma that there was reason to fear oig. There was reason for Moshe to be afraid of oig melech ha'boshon. What schus did Oig have that Moshe should be afraid of him? And Rashi tells us that Oig had a schus because he was the one who informed Avram of the capture of Avram's nephew Lot by the four kings. And since he was the one who told Avram, that was a schus for him, and Moshe was afraid that maybe this schus would help him to destroy Klal Yisrael. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to say, Al tira oisai, do not be afraid of Oi. And although Oi did this sheloi l'shem shemayim, because his intentions were that Avram should get involved in the war and be killed, and then Oig would be able to marry Avram's wife, Sarah, still it is considered a merit, even though he did it sheloi l'shem shemayim. Just like the Gemara in Harius, Daf Yud Amud Beis says, because of the 42 karbonos that Balak brought to Hashem in order to destroy Klal Yisrael, he was zeiche that Rus HaMoyavia should be his descendant. These karbonos were considered a schus, even though Balak's intentions were to destroy Klal Yisrael. Here too, Oig informing Avram of Lot being captured was also considered a schus, even though it was Shaloi L'Shem Shemayim. Vayiten Hashem Elokeinu Biyodeinu, and Hashem our God gave in our hands, Gam es Oig Melech HaBoshon ves Kol Amoy, also Oig the king of Boshon and his whole nation, Vanakeu, and we hit him at Bilti Hishur Loisorid until no survivor was left. Vanilkoid es Kol Orov, and we captured all his cities, Boisahi at that time, Lehoisa Kirya Asheloi Lokachno Meitom. There was no city that we did not take from them. Shishim Ir, 60 cities, Kol Chevel Argoiv, the whole region of the royal palace, Mamlechas Oig Baboshon, the kingdom of Oig in Boshon. Kol Ela, all of these, Orim Bitsurois, were fortified cities, Choyma Gavaya, with a tall wall, Dilosayim and doors, Uvariach and bars that locked the doors. Levad, besides for Meori HaProzi Harbim Yoid, the open cities, the cities without walls around them, that were very many. In other words, Klal Yisrael destroyed the 60 cities that were fortified, and also many cities that were opened and not fortified. Vanachorim Oisam, and we destroyed them, Kasher Asinu L'Sichon Melech Cheshboin, like we did to Sichon, the king of Cheshboin. Hachareim, destroying Kol Ir, every city. Misim, the men, Hanoshim, the women, Vahatof, and the children. V'chol HaBehemo, and all the animals, Ushlal Heorim, and the booty of the cities, Pazoinu Lanu, we looted for ourselves. And Rashi points out why earlier by the Melchama against Sichon in Perek Beis, Pasuk Lamed Hei, when the Pasuk says that we looted everything for ourselves, the Pasuk uses the terminology Bozaznu Lanu. However, over here it says Bazoinu Lanu. And Rashi explains that by the war against Sichon, Klal Yisrael desired the booty. They wanted all the riches that they received when they destroyed Sichon. Therefore it says, Bozaznu Lanu, we took it as a biza and we looted it. However, when they came to Oig, they were already full and satisfied with all their riches that they received from the war against Sichon, and they did not need anything that they captured from Oig. That is why it says, Bazoinu Lanu, it was a bizoyin for us, it was a disgrace and something disgusting for us. And Klal Yisrael actually threw most of it away and only took the Kesev and the Zov. Vanikach bo'isahi es ha'oretz, and we took at that time the land, miyat shnei malchi ho'emori, from the two kings of Emori, ashebe'eva ha'yardain, which were on the other side of the Yardain, the eastern side of the Yardain, minachal arnoin ad har chermon, from nachal arnoin in the south all the way north until har chermon. Tzidoinim yikru lechermon sirioin, the Tzidoinim called the mountain of Chermon by the name Sirioin, v'ho'emori yikru le'sinir, and the Emori called it by the name Sinir, which means snow. And Rashi tells us that Chermon is called by four different names in the Torah. Three over here, Chermon, Sirioin, and Snir. And one in Parshas Vayeschanan, where over there it's called Har Sioin. Why is it necessary for the Torah to tell us the four names of Chermon? And Rashi answers, this is to tell us the Shvach, the praise of Eretz Yisrael, that everybody wanted Har Chermon to be known by their name. And therefore every nation gave it a name and hoped that this would be the main name of this mountain. Kol Ori HaMishor, and Klal Yisrael captured all the cities of the plains, V'chol HaGilad, and the whole Gilad, V'chol HaBoshon, and the whole Boshon in the north, At Salcho V'Edrei, until Salcho and Edrei, Ori Mamleches Oig BaBoshon, the cities of the kingdom of Oig in Boshon. Kirak Oig Melech HaBoshon Nishar, because only Oig the king of Boshon was left, Mieser HaRefoim, from the remaining giants. When Amraphel and the other three kings destroyed the giants in Ashtoreth Karnayim, Oig was the only one that remained. Hine arsoi eres barzel, behold, his bed is a bed of iron. Halohi Barabbas Bnei Amoin, if you want to see his bed, it is still in Rabbah, in the country of Amoin. Teisha Amos Orka, 9 Amos its length, the Arba Amos Rochba, and 4 Amos its width, the Amos Ish in the Amma of a man. And Rashi is bothered. How can the Pasuk say that Og's bed was 9 Amos long? We know that up to Og's ankle was 30 Amos, because the Gemara Bracha says that Moshe Rabbeinu was 10 Amos tall, and he jumped 10 Amos, and his sword was 10 Amos, and he only reached the ankle of Og. So how can the Pasuk say that his bed was only 9 Amos long? Therefore Rashi learned that the word in the Pasuk Ba'amas Ish does not mean in the Amma of a regular person, but rather Ba'amas Ish means Ba'amas Og, in Og's Amos, because an Amma is from a person's elbow until the tip of his middle finger. The Pasuk over here is telling us that Og's bed was 9 Amos long, Ba'amas Ish, which means in Amas Og. If you measure Og's elbow till the top of his middle finger, and you multiply that by 9, that will give you the size of Og's bed. So Og's bed was not a typical 9 Amos long, but rather it was 9 Amos long if you measured by the Amma of Og. Rashbam learns differently. He says that the word Eres is referring to a crib, a baby's bed. Og's crib was made of barzel, which shows his strength, that even when he was a baby, he needed a crib made of iron, and his crib was 9 Amos by 4 Amos. So even when he was a little child, he needed an iron bed that was 9 Amos by 4 Amos. According to this pshat, Ba'amas Ish can mean in the Amma of a regular person. And the Rashbam also explains the words Barabbas Bnei Amoin. If you would like to see this unusual bed, you can go to the city of Rabbah in the country of Amoin, where there this bed still exists. Ve'es ha'oretz hazois, and this land Yerashnu Ba'isahi, we inherited at that time. Which land is it referring to? It is referring to the land that is stated in Pasuk Ches, from Nachal Arnon in the south, all the way north until Har Hermon. And now the Pasuk is telling us that this land from Arnon until Hermon, how was it divided among the Bnei Gad, the Bnei Reuben, and Chasi Shevet Menashe? Me'aroyer, from Aroyer, Asher al Nachal Arnon, which was near Nachal Arnon, Vachatzi Hara Gilon, and half of the mountain of Gilad Va'orav and its cities, Nosati La Reuveni V'la Gadi, I have given to Shevet Reuben and Shevet Gad, which means the southern part of this land that they captured, the area around Arnon and also half of Gilad, that was given to Shevet Reuben and Shevet Gad. The Yesar Gilad and the other half of Gilad, the Chol HaBoshon and the whole area of Boshon, Mamleches Og, which was the kingdom of Og, Nosati, I have given it, Lachatzi Shevet HaMenashe, to half of Shevet Menashe. So we see over here how the land was divided among the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuben, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. The Bnei Gad and the Bnei Reuben received half of Gilad and the area around Nachal Arnon. And Chatzi Shevet Menashe received the other half of Gilad and the northern part that they captured, which was the area of Boshon. And now the Pasuk tells us the details, how this area that Chatzi Shevet Menashe inherited, the area of Gilad and Boshon, how it was divided among the families of Menashe. And the Pasuk says, Koil Chevel Ha'argoib, the whole area around the royal palace, L'chol HaBoshon, the whole Boshon, Hahu Yikari Eretz Rephaim, that is called the land of Rephaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram in order that he should inherit it to his children, like it is stated in Parshas Lech Lecha by the Bris Ben Absorim. Yo'ir ben Menashe lokach es kol chevel argoib. Yo'ir ben Menashe took the whole area around the royal palace, ad gvul ha-geshuri v'ha-machosi, until the border of Geshuri and Machosi. Vayikor oisem al shemoi, and he called them by his name, es ha-boshon, he called the boshon chavos Yo'ir, the villages of Yo'ir after his own name, ad ha-yom hazeh, until this day. So we see over here that we stated earlier in Pasuk Yud Gimel that half of Gilad and the Boshon went to Chatzi Shevet Menashe. Now it is telling us that the Boshon went to Yo'ir ben Menashe. And in Pasuk Tezvav we will see soon that the Gilad went to Machir. And the reason why Yo'ir named these cities after himself by naming it Chavos Yo'ir, Rashi at the end of Parshas Matos tells us it was because Yo'ir did not have any children, and therefore, as a memorial, he named these cities after his own name. Let us go back now on the Rashis. Zok Rashi, Posuk Lamed Aleph, Hachiloisi teis lefonecho, I have begun to give before you the country of Sichon. Rashi is bothered, in what way has Hashem already begun to give Sichon over into the hands of Klal Yisrael? Zok Rashi, Kofar sar shel amarayim shel malah tachas raglov shel Moshe. He tied the malach of Emori from above under the feet of Moshe, vidrichoi al tzavoroi, and Moshe stepped on his neck. And since in Shamayim, Moshe had already overcome the sar of the Emori, that was already the beginning of the downfall of Sichon. And we find a similar Rashi to this in Parashas Maaseh, Perek Lamed Daled, Pasuk Beis, where over there the Pasuk says that this is the land, Asher Tipo Lochem Benachalo, that will fall before you as an achalo. And Rashi is bothered, what is the Lashon Tipoil, that it will fall before you? And Rashi in the second Pshat says that it is referring to the Malachim of the seven Umois, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused to fall down before Moshe, and tied them before Moshe. In other words, to say to Moshe, look, they do not have any strength anymore. Zok Rashi, Vayetze Sichon, and Sichon went out. Lo shalach bishvil oig lazor loy. He did not send to oig for help. Lamedcha, this comes to teach you, shaloi hoyu tzrichim zelozeh, that these two kings did not need each other. Each one was powerful enough on their own to fight by themselves. Vez banov, benoy ksiv. The word banov is written without a yud, and it spells benoy. Shahoy loy ben gibor kamoisoy, the pasuk is telling us that Sichon had a son that was as powerful as he was. Benoy, Sichon had a son like him. Zakrashi misim, what does the word misim mean? Anoshim, men. Zakrashi bebiza Sichon, by the booty of Sichon, nemar, it says, bozaznu lanu. Loshim biza, which is an expression of biza, which means looting. Shehoisa chaviva alehem, because this money was beloved to them. Ubozim ishloi, and each one took this possession for themselves. Ukshebo lebizas oig, however, when they came to looting oig, kvar hoyu seveim umaleim, they were already satisfied and full from what they took from Sichon. Vahoisa bezuya beinehem, and this booty was disgusting in their eyes. Umekarin umashlichim behema uvegodim, and they would rip and throw away the behemos and the clothing. Vlay not lukim kesev azov, and they only took the silver and the gold. The kach nemar, that's why the pasuk says further, by oig, bazoinu lanu, it was a bezoyin for us, lashon bezoyin. Kach nidrash, so is gedarshin, besifri, in the sifri, beparshas vayeshev yisrael bashitim, in the parsha of vayeshev yisrael bashitim. And the pasuk continues by telling us that you should not come near the bnei amoin, and you should not come anywhere near nachal yabok. Kol yad nachal yabok, which means kol eitzel nachal yabok. The words kol yad means eitzel, near nachal yabok. And everything that Hashem our God told us not to capture, hinachnu, we left alone. Vanefen, and we turned vana'al, and we went up. What does it mean we went up? Kotzat sofoin hualiya. Whenever we headed north, it is called going up, because we are going from the south to the north, toward Oig Melech HaBoshan. And Hashem said to Moshe, Al tira oisai, do not be afraid of Oig. However, concerning Sichon, it was not necessary to say, do not fear him. Elo misyori hoya Moshe, Moshe was afraid of Oig, shloi tamid lezchus, in order it should not stand for him the merit, sheshimish l'Avram, that he served Avram by informing him of the capture of Avram's nephew Loit. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, vayovoi hapolit, and the refugee came, referring to Oig, who escaped from the war, v'hu Oig, and this is Oig, and he told Avram that his nephew Loit was captured by the four kings. Zakrashi Hevel Argoiv, the region of the royal palace, the Targumino, and Targum says, Beis Polach Terachoina, the area of the palace. V'reisi Targum Yushalmi b'Megillas Esther, and I saw the Targum Yushalmi in Megillas Esther, Kore Paltin Terachoinin. It calls Paltin a palace Terachoinin. So we see in Targum here also, Terachoina means the palace. Beis Polach Terachoina, the area around the palace. Lamarti, this comes to teach us, Chevel Argoiv, that Chevel Argoiv means Hipirchaya, the province, Hecha HaMelech, that gets the name of the royal palace. The area around the palace that has the name of the palace. Kolomer Shamalchus Nekwas Al Shemo. The area around the palace that is also called by the name of the palace. The region of the royal palace. V'chein, and so we find as Argoiv, when it says Argoiv de Melochim in Sefer Melochim, it means Eitzel Hechel Melech, near the king's palace, Hargoi Pekach ben Rumalyohu, Pekach the son of Rumalyohu killed, LePekachyo, he killed Pekachyo. Lomadati, this comes to teach us, Shekachnik Reis, so it is called Shem HaHiparchia. The name of the province that surrounds the area of the palace is called Chevel Argoiv, the region of the royal palace. Zakrashi, that besides for capturing 60 fortified cities, we also captured many Ori HaPrazi. That means Prozois Upsuchois, cities that are opened, Beloi Chaimo, without a wall. And so it says in Zechariah, Prozois Teshev Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim will sit in the open. Hacharem, that means Lashon Hoiva, it's in the present, and it is a constant present, something that is happening continuously. Holoich v'cholois, continuously destroying. You continuously destroyed the cities of Sichon. And the pasuk continues that we took at that time the land from the hand of the two kings of Emori. What does it mean, miyad, from their hand? Mirishus, from their authority. Tzidonim yikru lechermoin, the Tzidonim called Chermoin by the name of Sirion, and also the Emori called it Sneer. Uvamakam acher hu oimer v'ad har Sion hu Chermoin. So we see that Chermoin was called by a fourth name, Sion. Hareloi dalet shemois. So we see four names, Chermoin, Sirion, Sneer, and har Sion. Lama hutzruchu likasev. Why does the pasuk have to tell us the four names of Chermoin? Lahagit shvach Eretz Yisrael, to tell us the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Shehoyu arbo malchus misparos bekach. Because four kingdoms were boasting that their name should be the main name of Chermoin. Zu emeris al shmi yikare. This one says the mountain should be called by my name. Vizu emeris al shmi yikare. And this other nation said that the mountain should be called by my name. Zatrashi sneer hu shelig beloshen Ashkenaz. Sneer means snow in the German language. And although today in the German language we do not say sneer for snow, but rather schnee, the Be'er Mayim Chaim explains that over the years the languages change, and what was once called sneer is now called schnee. Uvloshen Canaan, and also in the Lashon of Canaan, snow is known by the name sneer, like the pasuk says, the Emori called it sneer. Zokrashi Mieser Horefoyim, Oig was the only one left from the remaining giants, Shehorgo Amrofel v'chaver of Ashtoreth Kanayim, because Amrofel and his friends killed the giants in Ashtoreth Kanayim, for who Palat Minam Mechoma, and he escaped from the war. Shenemar, that's why it says in the Pasuk in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayove HaPolit, and the refugee came, Zehu Oig, that is referring to Oig, who was saved from the war. However, if you look in Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perik Yudalid, Pasuk Yud Gimel, over there he says a second shot that Vayove HaPolet means Oig, who was saved from the Mabul. Because the Rephaim, the giants, were killed in the Mabul, and Oig was the only giant that remained after the Mabul. Zakt Rashi Ba'amas Ish, Oig's bed was 9 Amas Ba'amas Ish, Ba'amas Oig. This means if you measured Oig's Amma, if you measured Oig's elbow till the tip of his middle finger, and you multiplied that by 9, that would be the length of Oig's bed. Zakrashi Vesaoritz Hazois, and this land Yerashnu we inherited Bo Esahi. What land is this referring to? Ha'amur Lamalo, that which was stated in Pasuk Ches, Minachal Arnoin Ba'ad Har Chermoin. We inherited the land from Nachal Arnoin until Har Chermoin. Me'aroyer Asher al Nachal Arnoin, from Aroyer near Nachal Arnoin, Eino Mechuber L'Roish Shel Mikra. This is not connected to the beginning of the Pasuk, because in the beginning of the Pasuk it is telling us the whole land which they inherited, from Nachal Arnoin until Har Chermoin. But now it is telling us how it was divided and what Reuven and Gad received. Elul Soifoi, this is connected to the end of the Pasuk. Al Nosati L'Reuveni V'Lagodi. On the words Nosati L'Reuveni V'Lagodi. Avale Inu Yerusha, but concerning what they inherited, Ad Har Chermoin Hoye, they inherited until Chermoin. So the beginning of the Pasuk is saying their total Yerusha. Vesa'orz Azosh Yerashnu Beisahi, we inherited at that time from Nachal Arnoin until Har Chermoin. However, what did Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven get? Me'aroyer Asher al Nachal Arnoin, v'chatzi haragil v'orov, that nosati l'Reuveni v'lagodi, that I gave to Reuven and Gad. Zakrashi Ahu Yikari Eretz Rephaim, this land of Oig is called the land of Rephaim. He oisa shenosati l'Avram. This is the land that I gave to Avram, which Avram will inherit to his children. Because earlier we said that there were giants who lived in the land of Moav, and giants who lived in the land of Amon. And the Pasuk said earlier that this is not Eretz Rephaim that was promised to Avram. Although giants lived there, this was not the land that was going to you, but rather this was going to the Bnei Loit. However, the land of Oig Melech HaBoshan, Ahu Yikari Eretz Rephaim, this is the land of Rephaim that was promised to Avram, and therefore Klal Yisrael was able to take this land.